Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Hello, and welcome to Ask a Clean Person, the podcast on Acast. I'm Jolie Kerr, a cleaning expert, advice columnist, and author of the New York Times bestselling book, My Boyfriend Barfed in My Handbag, and Other Things You Can't Ask Martha. You should send your questions about cleaning or anything else, really, to joliecare@gmail.com. Oh boy, you guys. Alex Rush and John Januzzi are back.
We're back.
Hi,
and
guys.
Hey. And they have tequila. Hi, you guys.
We don't go anywhere without tequila.
Yeah, no, never leave home without it.
Which is why I love you. So, they are back. And they also, I don't know if you guys know this about John and Alex, but they are like professional vacationers. And accurate?
Yes.
Fair. Yeah, that's what, that's what everyone in my office says.
If only we could monetize it. Then.
I feel like if anyone could monetize it, it'd be you two.
Figure it out.
My CEO came up to me today after not seeing me in a while, and she was like, nice of you to join us.
Thanks. But she was
just
back.
She was just in France, and I was like, did you enjoy France, Mickey?
Good for you. That's thinking.
Yeah. My days are probably numbered, but whatever.
Okay, so because they are professional vacationers, I asked them, and because I love them and I love tequila, I asked them to come back to talk all about bathing suits because, like, summer is in full swing. Mm-hmm. we're just about to head into the 4th of July holiday weekend. It's a wicked long holiday weekend this year. I feel like 4th of July on Thursday is the GOAT of 4th of July, right? Because you get out early Wednesday. And then you don't have to go back until Monday.
It is. It's the best timing ever. I don't remember the last time this was a thing.
Yeah.
Seven years ago?
I was like, oh my God.
I think that's how time in the calendar works.
I think you're right. Oh, dear Lord. Okay.
It's okay. I thought this week, I like looked at my edit schedule and I got convinced that I had told my guest for this week the wrong date. And sent her a panicked email and like sent her and like her book publicist was CC'd on it and blah, blah, blah. And like, and then I was like, oh, sorry, I can't read a calendar. You're coming in July. I'll see you next month. oh my God, I'm so embarrassed right now. I mean, at least I was saying like, this is my bad. Like, I think I had the wrong day. And then I was like, no, that's the wrong month. So don't sweat it, Alex. You're
with
your people.
Thank you. I feel slightly better now.
So we're gonna do a whole bunch of bathing suit stuff today. Probably mostly a women's bathing suit topic, but like this really applies to men's bathing suits too. Mm. And I think especially when we're talking about men who like really like brightly colored swim trunks or who wear like teeny tiny, very elastic type swimsuits. Mm-hmm. These tips will.
You're looking at me like I wear them. I don't. I mean, my swimsuit,
should.
My bathing suits are pretty tiny, but they're not what we're talking about.
Right.
Like, I have one coming in the mail for you.
Yeah. So we're going to talk about all that good stuff. Before we get into it, I want to remind you guys that I offer bonus episodes and all sorts of other cool rewards to my premium subscribers. If you would like to help underwrite my show and listen to Chip Chat and assorted other topical talks, by becoming an Ask a Clean Person, the podcast patron, go to patreon.com/askacleanperson to help support my show. John and Alex on the most recent vacation that they went on went skinny dipping, and apparently there was a story.
Yes. Well, Alex wasn't there for this.
I actually wasn't.
This was a solo excursion.
I mean, we skinny dip, but this is a solo skinny dip excursion.
Oh, I have so many
that
questions.
It's the most ridiculous story.
I love it. I love it. All right. So you guys, subscribe to Patreon to get that. John and Alex, cheers to you guys.
Cheers.
Yay, yes. Tequila time.
Indeed.
Mm. Oh, that's good tequila.
I know.
All right. So in just to give you guys like an idea of kind of how I'm going to structure this episode, we have two questions. But in the first segment, I'm going to focus more on like just the basics of swimsuit care stuff. And then in the second segment, I'm going to roll into the very specific advice that the first questioner is asking for. And then we'll do the second question and we'll talk about that. So basically, it's like the basics and then the like specialty detergent things you need to know for white suits, multicolored suits, dark suits, suits that have retained a smell, like all that Jolie care stuff, right? Yeah. Indeed. All right. So let me have Alex read the first question, actually.
Okay.
It's from Sophia. I'll have John read the second one since this is about smells.
I was thinking when I saw them, I was like, John's definitely going to read the smell. No, you smell great,
your
babe.
Your hands, you're so cold. Okay.
Sweet, you can touch me, Alex.
Sweet, I know. I'm like,
I'm in my 40s.
Sweet, sweet Sophia. Okay. She says, dear Jolie Care.
I love the formality of it.
I know. I really want to get this bikini that I have attached in the picture down below. Mm-hmm. But I'm scared that the salt water will make the white not white anymore. I go to the beach quite often in the summer, and whenever we go to the beach, we stay there for hours going in and out of the water and laying in the sun. Which is amazing.
What one does at the beach.
What a life.
Yeah.
But I was just thinking, would that make the white on the top more cream or yellow? And some of the solutions to take the yellow color away, I was wondering if it would be okay with the stripes and if it would fade them. I would really like your advice. Kind regards, Sophia.
Sophia, I have so much advice for you. I love the way she asked this question.
I know.
Because she asked all the right questions.
All the right questions.
She knew about the tendency for white suits to yellow and get dingy. She knew that there's a different way that you treat whites versus colors. Let me describe the suit to you, because she did include a photo of it, which frankly, like, I didn't even really need the photo of it to answer the question because she asked all the right questions.
Yes, 5 stars.
And gave me the information I needed. But it is always helpful when I see photos. So the suit in question, it was very cute. Sophia, I do hope you got it. Because my advice is buy it regardless of any of this.
It was
really, really cute. I also was like, where is that from? So it was a bikini, but with the top was like a tank style top, which is really cute. And I feel like I don't see very often. So almost like a sports bra style top, but not, it was cuter than that.
I have a feeling it was solid and striped. That's what I guess.
So yeah. it was actually broad striped, multicolored, stripes with some broad white stripes in it.
Okay.
Yeah. And they were vertical stripes. It was really cute.
I think I know exactly where you can get this. Yeah. No, I know this.
Okay.
If anyone wants one similar, I feel like solid and stripe would have it. If it's not fully solid and stripe.
Yeah.
Oh, you mean that's a brand?
That's a brand. Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that. Oh.
What did you think I was?
Well, I thought you were describing
like solid and stripe.
Because I literally was like, what?
I know, which is like
yeah,
a very...
as I was saying it, I was like, oh, maybe this is why they're called solid
I was
and
like,
stripe.
Yeah, I know. That just dawned on me too.
I'll show you the photo and you can be like, oh, well, yeah, it was. When John goes to take his bathroom break.
TikTok.
It's like, I know.
Okay, let me start answering this question. So as I said, I'm going to start with just the basics of swimsuit care. So this is true for all swimsuits, regardless of whether they're women's bikinis, women's one pieces, women's tankinis, whatever it is that you're wearing out there, men's swim trunks, men's banana hammocks, like anything in between, right? This is just your general swimsuit care. The first thing, if you do nothing else, do this one thing. After you have worn your swimsuit, regardless of whether you've worn it to the beach, to the lake, in the pool, in the hot tub, wherever it is, I can't imagine what other bodies of water you're going into. I'm sure you
ditches.
Can. Yeah, ditches, creeks.
Maybe some moats.
You know, I don't know. Yes, welcome to my moat. Mind the creatures. Here's the one thing I want you to do. And it's so easy. It's going to take you no time, no effort at all. I want you to rinse it out. And here's where I want you to rinse it out. Take it into the shower with you. You're going to have to rinse off anyway. I mean, you don't have to. But most... I'm like literally looking at John. Like, I know John's gone to bed in, like, lake water.
No. I do love an outdoor shower, though, too, which is, like...
the best shower.
The outdoor shower after the beach is amazing.
Do you know that I'm an outdoor shower enthusiast?
I did not know that, but I think that they're the best. They're the best showers. My brother's apartment, they're supposedly installing one on their roof. And they have, like, total roof access. They have the whole roof of the building. And
that is, so we'll just go there and take outdoor showers.
That is, like, that's the dream right up there with a washer and dryer in my own apartment.
Oh, my God.
What if it was a washer dryer that was outside?
That was outside. Next to the outdoor showers.
They're, like, with AC somehow. Like, something blowing on me.
Yeah, you have one washer inside for when it's, like, too hot. But then you have your outside one for, you know, the fall.
I love that.
All right, let's all go in on an apartment.
Actually, no, I'd want my washer dryer to be indoor, but I'd want my hand washing setup to be outdoor.
Yes.
My utility sink. I'd want to be like out there washing my bras. And then
you can
hang them.
Yeah. Yes. Oh.
All right, let's find a way to make a lot of money and make this happen for ourselves. Okay. So you're gonna rinse it out. Easiest thing to do is to take it into the shower with you if you are gonna shower after you are swimming. If you're not gonna shower, which like, you know, look, I've lived that lake life, you know.
Yeah.
And I know sometimes, like, you come home and, like, you strip out of your suit and you just throw on your cargo shorts and go chill on the porch with a cold beer or tequila, you know. I mean, I've lived that life.
Exhausted after all those laps you're swimming, right?
Yes, the laps.
All those laps.
Yes. Yes, indeed. So if you're not going to do that, just rinse it out in the sink. I literally just cold water. You don't need soap. You don't need anything. When you're done with that, okay. I'm gonna preface this by saying I'm gonna use a word, but I know that you guys all know not to like really use this word. I want you to gently wring it out, but don't actually wring it, because you know that I'm very anti-wringing of things, especially things that are elastic, mm-hmm. because wringing, the twisting. I'm now doing the twisting.
Yeah, that's right.
Alex was already doing it. John's doing it now.
I know.
The whole family is doing the charades.
Yes,
love it. The twisting of especially elasticized materials will cause fiber damage that over time, and not even over a very long time, will really ruin the suit. It will stretch it out. It will stretch the individual fibers in such a way that it causes a faded look to especially you know, dark suits. So when I say ring, I mean, you know, kind of like squeeze.
I was wondering if it was the squeeze.
Squeeze out. Another thing to do is you can just put it flat down in the sink and just push down on it, press down on it. The Jolicare CPR pumping motion thing that I'm always talking about, right? You guys, the charades.
Like I was like, we got the motions.
Yeah, the charades
this,
going on right now.
This, not this.
That's right.
No, this is bad.
Sorry, y'all can't see the motions, but, you know.
Gently squeeze, good.
Squeeze.
Gently push, good. Nice. Twist and ring, bad. Those were the gestures we were doing.
Yeah. Big X through.
Okay.
Yeah, never
so,
twist.
Once you've done that, then just hang it to dry. One thing to note is that especially bikini tops, women's bikini tops, or men's bikini tops. Gender-free bikini tops.
They're bikini tops.
Should, much like bras, not be hung by their straps. They should be hung by the center, because the weight. You'll press out water, and bathing suits tend to be quick dry. So it's not actually as much of an issue with bras as it is, or not as much of an issue with bathing suit tops as it is with bras. But still, out of an abundance of caution, hang it by the center, because the weight will pull down and can cause stretching. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So you can also lie it flat to dry. Just be aware of where you're lying it flat to dry. Don't lie it flat to dry on a radiator. Not that the radiator would be on in the summer anyway, but here's why I'm telling you that. Because a lot of people look at it and they're like, oh, it's a flat surface. I'll just use that. You will get rust stains on your things. People have written to me about this before. So.
Yeah, that's actually
don't
that's
ever
happened
to me. Don't ever do any kind. That's just a general service announcement. Don't use your radiator to dry things.
Just don't do it.
Don't stop it. Don't do it, Alex.
Hands.
You're supposed to.
No, that it was a good bit.
It was a good bit.
Okay, here's the thing about the rinsing. The rinsing will rinse away. It won't fully eliminate, but it will rinse away sweat, body oil, sunscreen, chlorine, salt water, lake water, algae, etc. That discharge. It's true.
No, yeah, no. I thought you were signaling me when you said that.
Why
I was
would
like,
no,
what
no.
if I discharged?
I don't know.
Okay, everyone calm down. That's for Chip Chat.
That is for Chip Chat, because I was sorry about that. Because I have to ask you a question that I asked in the other Chip Chat that I did that's going to go up at the same time in this.
I can't wait.
I have like a serious man question.
Oh.
Oh, jeez.
Oh,
favorite,
yes.
My favorite.
Yeah. Okay, so that is going to rinse away a lot of that stuff. And the reason you want to do that is that is the stuff that will cause staining and or fading in a suit. So if you do nothing else, just do the rinse. Okay, now let's talk about the washing instruction. Hand washing is best. It's definitely the thing that you want to do if you have any kind of embellished swimsuit. If your swimsuit has sequins on it, and I just as an aside, I hope that your swimsuit has sequins on it.
Yeah, me too.
I want that for you.
Yeah.
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 If it has, you know, buttons or, you know, any kind of like little detail thing on it. Or if it's something like, I actually have one of these, and I know there's like a whole controversy over like copyright or trademark infringement or blah, blah, blah. But I have one of the crocheted bikinis from Target.
Oh, yeah.
And, which I like love. Yeah.
Love a crocheted bikini, yes.
Those, you can machine wash those, but probably better. Like if you have the Target one, maybe you don't care so much. But like if you have one that you spend a lot of money on, probably really best to hand wash it. Yeah. Just because they can get shredded. And which, of course, you guys know the next thing that's going to come. If you are going to machine wash, you should put your bathing suit into one of the mesh washing bags that I love so much. Now, men, this is probably not necessary for your swim trunks. Mm-hmm. It is probably a very good thing to do if you wear itty bitty teeny weeny polka dot bikinis.
I was like yellow, orange, blue polka dot bikinis.
Yes. Yeah. Because what will happen with tiny men's bathing suits, women's bathing suit bottoms, women's bikini tops, especially the bikini tops, if they're especially string, is that they can wind themselves around the other items of clothing in the wash, and then they get all stretched out. Yeah. If you have the bag will also help to protect embellishments, but I still like really do want to say, like, if you've got the sequin bikini, you got to hand wash it.
Yeah.
So use your mesh bag, cold water, I have a few product recommendation things that I have to tell you guys about because we're going to get into some science. But if you can, use a delicate cycle if your machine offers one. And this is actually pretty important. Even if you're using the bag, don't wash your bathing suits alongside very heavy items like sweatshirts, jeans,
beach towels.
Yeah, all that stuff. Exactly. And like, I know people are probably like, well, Julie, why aren't you washing like sweatshirts and jeans with the bathing suits? It's not seasonal. No, have you ever been to Maine, people?
I know.
You are wearing jeans and sweatshirts at night.
Yeah, also,
August.
Yeah, I mean.
I spent some time in Maine, people, in August. Let me tell you about the climate up there.
Anytime you're going to a beach, even if it's a tropical place, you should always bring like some kind of layer like that.
Yeah.
I mean, because you want what?
Nothing.
All right, fine. Okay. Maybe I'm an idiot. I don't know.
Yeah, also because there's air conditioning places.
Yeah, no, exactly.
Plus, if you're going to be on a plane.
Yeah. All the things.
All the things,
anyway.
People. Anyway. I don't know why I thought people would make fun of me for saying that. I don't know. I'm just in a high state of paranoia right now, I guess, is the answer.
Your facial expression was...
Yeah, I would never shame you for doing that.
Thank you. Okay. I'm going to talk... In the second segment, I'm going to talk a lot more specifically about product stuff. But since we're talking about the washing and the machine washing, this is actually a time to skip. And it hurts me in my heart to say this. This is a time to skip the oxygen bleach entirely. You do not want to be using your OxiClean, your Clorox OxyMagic, any one of those. You do also want to check your detergent and make sure it doesn't have any oxygen bleach added to it, because a lot of the formulas do too. I'm going to explain why in the second segment. The other thing you need to know is never, ever, 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 under any circumstances, are you to use chlorine bleach on your swimsuits. There are two reasons for this. Again, I'm going to talk about it a little bit more in the second segment, but don't do that. Don't do that. Don't do that. Don't
bad,
do that.
Bad. Bad.
I'm literally like, I'm waving my finger like like angry school marm. John is cowering. I'm not even pointing it at him. I just can see that he's having like...
takes me back.
I think he is.
He's having like Catholic school like flashbacks right now. Like, oh my God.
Or just permanent guilt about anything.
Yeah, exactly.
It's like clean related.
It's the waspiness. You're just guilty from the start.
Yeah, exactly. Okay. Last thing. Air dry. Mm-hmm. Air dry. One of the great things about using the mesh bag, and I know I've said this before, but it really is so freaking handy. It is such a handy thing. And I don't know. I don't feel this way, but I'm sure a lot of people feel like using the mesh bag is kind of a pain in the ass because it's like just an extra step you have to do when you're sorting the laundry to begin with. But think of it this way. If you do that, then when you're taking your stuff out of the wash, you can just pluck.
Yes!
Alex literally was doing the plucking gesture before I even said it. She knows my soul.
Yes!
You can just pluck it right out of the wash, and it means that you don't have to go fishing through the wash to try to find the bikini that you were washing. Or, even worse, forget that it was in there in the first place and you toss it all in the dryer and you put it on high heat because you're a monster.
It's my worst nightmare.
And then you've gone and ruined a bikini, and then you know what you have to do? You have to go buy a new bikini. And that's, frankly, your punishment for ruining your bikini that you have
and
to go
your vacation.
And the environment will suffer from that unless you find a way to recycle the ruined one. There. So many bad things happen from not using a mesh bag and putting anything on just like high heat when you
dry.
Don't
do it. Just don't do it.
Don't do it. No.
All right. On that scoldy note, Alex is going to refresh her tequila and John's
refreshing
tequila.
My tequila.
This is a good time for us to take a quick break. Alex, John, and I will be right back. The tequila is kicking in. We'll be right back with more about your swimsuits. This is Ask a Clean Person, the podcast.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Welcome back to Ask a Clean Person, the podcast. I'm Jolie Kerr, and I'm joined by Alex Rush and John Januzzi. We've been talking about bathing suits and tequila.
And mesh bags.
And mesh bags. The mesh bags, comma, the importance of. Okay, so I still owe Sophia an answer about the white and the colors and how to handle that and the dinge and all that stuff. But I want to roll that into answering this second question because I want to talk about all of your different product choices that you're making with bathing suits and what to choose under what circumstances. So I'm going to have John read the question from Alexis.
Alexis.
I love this question.
It was a good one.
Yeah, and this question was saved from me, apparently, right?
Because it deals with smell.
Because it deals with smell. Stench is, I think, the proper word. Anyway. You're so gross, John. All right. Alexis asks, "Hi, Jolie. I have almost given up trying to get a mildew smell out of a bathing suit. I am training for a triathlon and did a training swim in a lake Since then, I have not been able to get the mildew smell out. My husband says it's from the algae. I have tried 4 different laundry detergents, baking soda, and white vinegar. Nothing has seemed to help. Do you have any suggestions? I would rather not throw it away. Oh, no.
Did it go dark?
It went dark.
Just click the
I would rather not throw it away as it was expensive, but I'm at a loss. Thank you, Alexis.
You guys, just a sidebar about the production of the show. I have this janky tablet that I got as a freebie the last time we renewed like the family business telephone plan that we're on because it's through the family small business, and our family and the business is so small that like we basically all have to put our personal phones on it in order to get the business plan for like the person who needs it for the business
and the freebies.
So the last time I did it, there was this freebie tablet, and I was just like, well, sure, why not? Like, you know, fine. And it was like, and it was all like folded into the plan. Like, it wasn't going to cost anyone extra. And I was like, actually, this would be very convenient for the podcast because it's like kind of a pain in the ass to read the questions off your phone on the smaller screen. And I used to bring my laptop and literally, like I would be like holding it up. So I was like, this is really, but it is the jankiest tablet in the world, you guys. So that's
She's
what,
pretty though.
It which is like, it's funny because it happens. And I feel like the listeners, like, I'm sure they haven't picked it up in the least, but it happens almost, I would say like every third episode or something. Like a guest will be reading the question and be like, uh-oh, it went dark. And I've never explained what is happening in the studio.
Well, no, as I was getting to the end, I was like, I wonder if it will go dark. And I was trying to like read ahead with my eyes, but talk with where I was. And then it went dark. And I was just, I feel like I really let Alexis down.
It's okay. It's okay.
And I read the question so many times before I came here, just so I wouldn't mess up like the rhythm and the pacing, which I completely did.
We're so sorry, Alexis.
It's okay. I feel like
we value your question.
It's the folksy charm of Ask a Clean Person.
Yeah. I would also like to say, I mean, an aside, triathlon training, amazing.
Yeah, good for you, Alexis. Yeah.
I was drinking tequila. Yeah. Yeah,
there was a little bit of a pause there. And I was like, are you guys even listening?
So, I was listening. I was drinking
Alexis
tequila.
Alexis is swimming laps, guys.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Among other things.
Let me answer Alexis's question first, because I think I have the solution. I think the solution is Dr. Bronner's. And because we know that Dr. Bronner's is the thing that we use whenever we have a smell and a launderable item that we can't eliminate, right? So I think, and like, you know, she tried the white vinegar thing, which I would have said, except I don't, as a one-off triage-y choice, I don't mind white vinegar at all. But generally speaking, I don't want you guys using white vinegar regularly on your swimsuits because the acidity over time will break down the elastic.
Yeah.
So we don't want you doing that as an all the time thing. As a one-off, you know, as I said, like a triage thing, fine, no problem. But she's already tried that and it didn't work. So now I do kind of agree that it probably was an algae thing, but I actually really think what happened was, I think she probably took the suit off, stashed it in her bag, and a combination of the smelly lake water and just the sitting around wet bacteria-y in a dark situation created like hockey gear scent.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Which we know is like notoriously difficult to get rid of. So I think that that's what happened. I also am wondering if you've been overdosing on detergent and there's some detergent buildup going on in there too. So what I might suggest as a first measure is to run the suit through the washing machine with nothing. Mm. Just make it a full, like, so it's just a full rinse. And then take it out when all of that product that may have been built up has been sort of stripped out through just a straight water-only washing cycle. Mm. Then wash it again using Dr. Bronner's.
Love Dr. Bronner's.
Let me say a little thing about Dr. Bronner's, because I realize that, like, I say this kind of in passing, but I like want to put a fine point on it. You can use any scent of Dr. Bronner's. It's not the fragrance that's doing the odor eliminating magic. Mm-hmm. It's, I believe, the fact that it's a Castile soap, but I don't know that.
It is.
And I want to.
Well, I mean,
like,
it is a Castile soap.
I mean, it is. I know that it's a Castile soap. I don't know that it's the Castile soap that's so good on odors, or if there's something else in it, like about the, like, I don't know the chemistry of it. Yes, Alex, I'm familiar with Dr. Bronner's.
Oh my God, I'm really.
I would. All, I mean, love you.
Do you have? Is there a scent of Dr. Bronner's that you prefer?
I do.
Yes.
I do.
What is it?
So I am a rose scented.
Yes.
Of course I am.
I love, same. I like the rose, the almond, but also I have a question for you. This is like a tandem with this. Using the Dr. Bronner's for women specifically, The unscented could be good because for the, you know, vajayjay, it's like,
well, it's very gentle.
Don't use the peppermint.
Oh God, no, 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 do not.
We were, I was
just
saying
in the
this
same way, just in the same way that we have to always warn women that Gold Bond powder is not, it's not for your viewers. Just because the men.
Well, I mean, the peppermint thing goes both ways.
Are you the one who's told that story before? It's not, there has been a guy on the show who has told me about.
I think you used my peppermint, Dr. Bronner's, on your.
And it's too
on my hoo ha. Is that what you were going to say? No, well, it was like, because I was staying in this place earlier this week and there was no like bar soap available and I didn't bring my own. So I was kind of left with that situation of like, okay, there's shampoo here. And I put it on my hands. And I started like, you know, it did like my arm, it did like my body, like my upper body. And then like it took me a second before I realized it was peppermint. And I was like this close to going to danger town.
Oh.
But like, yeah, no, you keep peppermint away from anything that's like hypersensitive, I would say. Any skin that's hypersensitive.
Yeah, absolutely. It'll tingle and not in a good way.
But the baby, the Dr. Bronner is like the baby stuff.
Yeah,
the unscented
baby.
Is
so
very good.
The unscented stuff, they mark it as baby, but it's just unscented. It can be used for anything. That is a great choice for...
Yeah. It's the baby blue one.
Yeah, the baby blue one.
That's all I use.
Yeah. Yeah. John, what are your scents?
The almond is my favorite.
I love almond. Yeah. See, I don't like using almond-scented bath products because I feel like I'm washing myself with marzipan.
That's exactly the reason I love it. Almond's a big thing.
I love marzipan, right? Yeah. Like, don't get it twisted. I love a fucking marzipan.
I know what you mean.
But I don't want to wash myself with
it. You could wash your face with marzipan and it has like that nice grainy consistency. It's like exfoliating.
It's a sugar scrub. I have the same thing about vanilla.
Don't like vanilla. It makes me think of Bath and Body Works
it depends. Like if it's a cheap vanilla, then no. But if it's a nice vanilla, then I would say it's probably okay. But almond is my favorite.
I don't want to be washing myself with cake.
I had vanilla from Mexico. Like when I was a teenager.
John wants to wash himself with cake.
He does.
Yeah, he does. Cakes. I know him.
Has. It's all relative. But I think it was because like when I was a teenager, I had terrible, terrible acne. And my mom got me this whole setup to like kind of help my face. And one of them was
It proactive?
I was like, was it proactive like we all had?
We didn't know. I had to go. This was before I hit proactive. I didn't get it fixed until I got on Accutane for like 2 years.
Oh, God.
It was a lethal dose of Accutane. I mean, not lethal, but it was a lot.
You're alive.
But
you're like, I'm alive, but I'm bionic. I glow in the dark.
But one of the things she got me was this honey almond scrub. And you know, you're washing your face with it. And I was like a teenager. And I swear to God, it tasted so good.
Like,
it's not like I would like eat it with a spoon, but if like a little like dripped into my mouth, I'd be like, that's okay.
You'd be like, I'm happy about this.
Yeah, I'd be like, maybe I'll spread this on a piece of bread. I don't know. But anyway, so like Dr. Bronner's, because it is a Castile soap. We have confirmed. We all knew this. Alex Murphy needs to reconfirm it for us. But
Alex out here breaking hot clean.
100% of us having at least the reading comprehension of bodega soaps understand.
All right, before the savagery goes any further, I have to come to my girl Alex's rescue.
And I would say almond is green.
The almond, green.
It's hard to find this. Dr. Bronner's labels, there's so much information.
Oh my God, they're crazy. Wait, this is like before I move on to the like fabric care in terms of like the different colors part of things, I just have to sidebar and say, so I talk about Dr. Bronner's a lot in my work, and the Dr. Bronner's, the person running the Dr. Bronner's Twitter account is great about always like finding what, I mean, well, this is their job, right? But like, you know, seeing when I recommended it and like tweeting it out or tweeting at me. And I genuinely, I don't get paid for any of this. Obviously, I wouldn't do that. I genuinely really love Dr. Bronner's, and there's like a personal story for me about why I love it. That has to do with a lake and all of this stuff. And so there was something recently that they tweeted out, like an article of mine or something, where they were like, Jolie Care always comes up with the most like interesting uses for Dr. Bronner's to solve her like reader's problems. And it was really nice. And I like, you know, like tweet back and I was like, thank you so much. Like, I have to find the photo of me washing dishes at age 14 with Dr. Bronner's in the woods because this is an improv choice.
All right.
I'll tell the story. So I've told the story on the show before, but when I was a freshman in high school, the high school that I started at, did this thing where instead of going to the first 2 weeks of school, they sent you to live in the woods for 2 weeks. And it's called, there will be at least one person listening to this being like, she went to BBNN. Yes, I did go to BBNN. It's called Bivouac.
Is this a fancy-ass boarding school?
Oh, no, this was my fancy-ass Cambridge day school.
Okay.
And actually, I'll tell you, there are tons of notable alums, but Mindy Kaling went there. So Mindy Kaling went to Bivouac, give you that visual of Mindy Kaling, like, shitting in a hole in the woods. Because literally that's what you did for 2 weeks.
And then washing yourself with Dr. Bronner.
Yeah, so, yes. So you lived in the woods for 2 weeks. They put you in squads of, like, 6 to 8 kids. You lived in tents. They gave you a toilet seat and rope. And your squad had to figure out how to fashion a latrine with that. And every latrine was different. Like, the designs were actually really novel. It's amazing what 14-year-olds
are. We also have a latrine story to talk about on Chip Chat.
Great. But one of the things that you had to bring that was, like, on your packing list was a bottle of Dr. Bronner's, because it was what you used for everything at camp, for cleaning, not only, you know, washing the dishes and all that stuff, but for cleaning yourself.
Yeah.
And there was a lake, and you had to bathe in the lake. And the rule was that everyone had to bathe at least every other day. But if you did it every single day, you were 100%er. Now, it sounds like nothing, right? Until you realize that these are 14-year-olds who were sent to the woods at the end of August, beginning of September. So we were leaving in mid-September, and this is in New Hampshire. Do you guys know how fucking cold lake water is in mid-September? It is
unbearable.
Also, Arctic. Okay? Arctic.
A bunch of teens bathing together.
That's
where I thought you were going with that.
No, you bathe in your bathing suit. All the squad leaders had to, like, basically tell, like, kids, like, you have to reach under your bathing suit and, like, clean yourself, like, you know, I mean, yeah, it's a whole thing. You're 14. You're an animal. Like,
yeah, I know. No, seriously.
And I think they staggered the times so that, like, the girl squads were going a little, like,
it wasn't like Lord of the Flies.
No, I wasn't like soaping up my friend Philip's back.
Or Blue Lagoon
evangelical Christian summer camp that I went to where we actually did have to group shower. That's a whole other thing. Anyways, Dr. Bronner's was not involved with that.
But. Yeah. I didn't go to camp.
You know, at the beginning of it, most of the boys didn't give a shit, let's be honest. But, like, a lot of people were like, I'm going to be 100%er, right? I think by the end of it, there were 6 of us. And I say us because, like, I was a fucking 100%er. I bathed in that lake every single morning.
Of course you were.
Yes, of course I was.
Of course you were.
And it was like.
What about Mindy Kaling?
It was like she wasn't in my class. So, like, I don't know. I'm not making a guess because I don't want to get sued for speculation.
I'll find out.
I can probably find out. I can actually tweet at her and be like, hey, I'm Bivouac. Were you 100%? She'll know what that is.
She'll know. Yeah. Exactly.
She'll know. And she'll probably respond because, like, it's so fucked up and weird.
And do that during Chip Chat.
Yeah. anyway, sorry. We've gone, like, wildly off topic. But I love that story. Usual. That's the story. My origin story of Dr. Bronner's. And that's why I love it so much.
It's a good, excellent origin story.
And there's a photo of me. So during this, like, last thing with Dr. Bronner's, I said to them, I was like, have I ever shown you guys the photo of me washing dishes at age 14 in the woods with Dr. Bronner's? And they were like, no, we have to see it. You got my French braids were so on point.
Oh, my God.
Point.
I need...
Like, my woodland look.
It's like a wood nymph look.
It is. And my outfit...
Show me the braids.
My outfit is pure Genuzzi.
Oh, God. Wait. Umbros.
It's not Umbros, but it's pretty close.
Was it like Kappa shorts or something?
It's like I had like cuffed jean shorts.
Yeah.
Like a forest green hoodie. I was wearing Stan Smiths.
Oh, my God.
And like I don't know, you guys are probably a little too young to know this look, but there were these kinds of socks that were very big in the early 90s called EGs. They were the big scrunchy socks.
Yeah.
I had red scrunchy socks.
Oh,
the whole
God,
look was
that's so amazing.
Yeah, it was beautiful. But, I'll show you the photo. Like, anyway, let's get back to the...
We're so off topic.
Yeah. Well, no, I have to finish this because one of my friends, Katie Baker, my beloved friend Katie Baker.
Love you, Katie.
Katie Baker saw this exchange going on between me and Dr. Bronner's, and she tweeted at them, "Put her name on the bottle, you cowards."
Honestly,
it should be.
You should be their spokesperson,
yeah,
too.
It should be. It should just
Oh, my God. Limited edition Jolie sign.
Oh, my God. Jolie sign.
It could be like...
Oh, my God. What would Jolie sign
well,
even be?
I mean,
it would be
you
like tequila and lime.
Rose, but it's like, yeah, we could do like a tequila.
Rose tequila.
Yeah, I was like, Rose tequila. Rose infused tequila.
And like, what would the color be, though?
It would have to be like... It would have
black.
No,
it would have to be like hot pink.
No,
yeah, it would
pink,
be an intense, like intense pink.
Yeah,
yes, like blinding neon.
Hot pink cheetah. Right, because I love an animal print.
Yeah. I would buy that.
Mm-hmm.
Dr. Bronner's.
Dr. Bronner's, if you're listening.
Are you even a doctor? Like, make it happen.
All right, let's talk about the question that Sophia had about. I want to buy this white bathing suit that also has colors. It's striped. I don't want the white to get dingy. I don't want to ruin the colors. All of this stuff. Okay. Let's talk about just straight up white suits or very light colored ones. Mm-hmm. I teased this. I said that you guys couldn't use OxiClean at all. Mm-hmm. And I told you not to use chlorine bleach. And I told you part of the reason not to use chlorine bleach was because on swimsuits, you don't want to be using chlorine bleach on elastic. It will break down that fabric, and you don't want that. But there's another reason not to use chlorine bleach, and it's the same reason that you shouldn't be using OxiClean or any kind of oxygen bleach on any of your suits, regardless of the color. And here's what it is. When you wear a swimsuit, you are also wearing sunscreen.
Oh, yeah.
If you are not wearing sunscreen, stop listening right now. Go to Duane Reade. Buy sunscreen and start putting it on yourself. I'm telling you, you guys know me. I am a sun baby. I will sit in the sun for hours. I wear sunscreen. Okay,
same.
Gotta do it.
Same.
Don't get no wrinkles. Don't get no skin cancer.
It's so important.
I love you guys too much. Don't do it.
Get an annual skin cancer screening.
Here is the
thing. You should be wearing SPF every day.
Here is the thing that I need you guys to know about the sunscreen and the chlorine bleach and the oxygen bleaching. Mm. There is an ingredient that's found in almost every sunscreen. It's called avobenzone. Avobenzone is a bitch. It has a chemical reaction to both chlorine bleach and oxygen bleach that basically creates rust stains.
Oh!
The whole goddamn thing.
This makes so much sense, though. Like,
yeah, now you know.
Now I know why I have rusty white bathing suits. Essentially.
Oh, I've seen, and I've seen the rust stains.
Yeah, on my white bathing suits. Yeah.
Now, this also extends to, as I alluded to in the first segment, way back when.
Thanks for sticking with us.
It's a conversational program, John.
I love the conversation. We talked about Dr. Bronner's and peppermint dicks for a solid 10 minutes.
I completely lost.
Rust
Where was
stains.
I? Rust stains.
Rust stains and the chemical.
Oh, then here's what it was. There are a lot of laundry detergents that have oxygen bleach baked into the formula. Don't use those on your bathing suits or on anything that you've worn sunscreen with. I really want you guys to be paying attention to the formulas that you're using. If you're sending your laundry, like here in New York, we send our laundry, a lot of us, who's we?
I don't. I was like,
I don't. I do my own. Have we met?
But I could talk about that for a long time.
Most normal people in New York send their laundry out. If you're sending your laundry out and you are a sunscreen wearer, either provide your own detergent or ask them what kind of detergent they're using and make sure that there's no oxygen bleach in it, because it's just going to cause a whole host of problems. Okay.
Okay. So we.
I've told you what not to use. Now I'm going to tell you what to use.
Yes.
Okay. With white suits, there is a product called White Bright.
Oh.
It is very good.
I know White Bright.
Yes. White Bright is very, very good, and you can safely use it on swimsuits, even if they have sunscreen residue on it. So that is going to help you keep your white swimsuits white.
White, bright.
Okay.
Bright.
If you have a swimsuit like Sophie has or Sophie wants to get. That is whites with colors. And you're like, how am I going to keep this perfect?
What are you going to do?
Here are a few things that you can do. First of all, the rinsing thing is really going to help.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Another thing you can do is if you start to notice that the white parts are getting a little bit stained or dingy, mm-hmm. you can use the Jolicare long soak method to reverse that. Now, generally speaking, when we talk about the Jolicare long soak method, we're talking about using OxiClean. Obviously, you guys already know not to do that because I've instilled the fear of God in you at this point. And what I would suggest using is just straight laundry detergent. Again, not one that has any kind of oxygen bleach baked into it. I would suggest strongly that you use the Tide Ultra Stain Release because that is just a really, really, really good detergent. Now, I also want to say this for people who don't like dyes and fragrances. Tide does now make the Ultra Stain Release in a dye and fragrance-free formula.
I saw that recently.
Yeah, so be aware of that. You might have to order it from Amazon because mm-hmm. you might not be able to find it locally mm-hmm. as easily.
Try Walmart.
Right. Where is our local Walmart, though? Like, we don't have Walmart.
Walmart.com.
Everyone has Walmart except us.
I know. Walmart.com. They have an app.
Yeah.
That's great.
Well, yeah.
I don't know. Amazon.
Okay.
Right.
So you can do the long soak. That will reverse it. The other thing you can do is you can launder the suit using bluing. My old pal bluing is perfectly fine on colors. You don't want to be overusing it on colors because it does do a little bit of that optical brightener thing, but not in the same way that optical brighteners do. But it will brighten up the white and it will not hurt the color. So you can do that. Another thing to do, I don't super, super love this, but it will help both in the wash and in the long soak, is baking soda.
Baking soda.
I love great.
It. The best.
Yeah. I use it for everything.
Love it. Love it. All right. Let's talk about dark suits because there are three really important things to know about laundering your dark suits. Your blacks, your navies, your don't wear a brown bathing suit.
I know, right? Like,
yeah,
why?
That just like flashed in my head.
Don't.
Like, it's fine if you have one on right now, but like, maybe it should be the last time.
Yeah, I'm like cycling through like every version of a brown bathing suit.
Nothing is popping for me.
Like cheetah with brown in it is fine.
Well,
like,
right. But if you're going to go for
it. Excuse me. Touche, Alex.
Yeah.
You are correct. I have just stated that I love an animal print. You're absolutely right.
Cheetah and leopard.
Wear a brown bathing suit.
Yes, that is totally fine. But solid brown is like.
As long as it's an animal print.
Yeah.
Yes.
Wear an animal print bathing suit this summer.
Lord, please.
And
yes.
Send me a photo of it.
My leopard one is my favorite.
I've been looking for some leopard shit.
Oh, let's go animal print shopping.
Please. Now? Yes.
I really wanted
the bottle of tequila is done.
Right, let's finish the episode and then we'll go animal print.
Come hang out with us on Chip Chat.
Okay,
Patreon
so wait,
that shit.
Here are your dark suit things. First of all, not a bad idea if you have a lot of dark suits that you genuinely really care about. You want them to last a long, long, long time. I know.
I do my babies.
I do care about my babies.
So
I genuinely care about my
all
babies.
All of my bathing suits are dark, I think.
I have one black bikini and every other bikini is like the brightest color in the world because I'm me. You guys have met me.
I know. I was like, yes.
You've met me and you follow me on Instagram. You're aware of my beach.
It's
style.
Wild. It's colorful.
No, I feel like it's either black or it's like it's neon leopard whatever.
Yeah. Exactly.
So yes.
But if you have a lot of dark suits and you know, I mean if you spend your summer at the beach or you have a pool at your house or you go to a beach club and you're wearing bathing suits often and like you're doing a load of bathing suits once a week, once every other week, like whatever it is, maybe it's worth doing this. Consider getting a detergent made for dark clothes. Will Light Darks is probably the one to do with that.
All right.
Fave.
Okay.
Love
forever.
It.
Forever. Love it.
Not necessary, but just a suggestion to make. Here is what is necessary. Absolutely under zero circumstances are you ever to use any kind of optical brightener on a very dark bathing suit.
Mm-hmm.
That includes my beloved bluing. Optical brighteners will fade colors. So you really don't want to be using them on your neons, your dark suits. They will fade. So stay away from those. The other really important thing, and this is true of all bathing suits, but especially true of your dark ones.
I'm Googling bluing right now.
Always air dry them. Always air dry, especially your dark suits. Dark suits will fade anyway by dint of you wearing them out in nature, which is where you are wearing them. They will fade because of the sun. The chlorine, the sweat, all that stuff is going to cause fading too. And a thing that you can, you know, you can't control that. I don't know if you're wearing your bathing suits in the shade exclusively.
In the shade?
Some people, I'm sure, are. Their bathing suits never see the sun. My bathing suits see the sun.
Yeah.
Look at me.
My bathing suit.
I'm so tan.
It's still June.
And you are.
And I'm already starting to look dirty. It's great. I love it. I get so tan that I eventually start to look like I'm.
Also, you guys are dealing with three like blindingly white people. So when we're talking,
well, no, the reason I tan is because I'm not white.
I was like, yeah, right. And also, what?
Yeah, no, well,
we're all very tan.
But no, the reason that I get so tan and that it startles people is that I'm half Punjabi. I'm more Punjabi than I am anything else, right? Even just I don't look it because of the blue eyes and the blonde hair.
I know, it's like throws people
very
off.
Fair, yeah.
Just
yeah.
A little bit.
But the minute you put me in the sun, I'm just like, I just get so tan so fast because I'm half Indian. Like, I'm supposed to be brown, you know? I just was reared in New England and I had like the color sapped out of me.
I mean, look at New England
boarding school. Exactly. Just took it all out of me, right?
Oh, boarding school.
So anyway, I don't know. I'm sure all this to say is I'm sure some of you are wearing your bathing suits in the shade, and good for you.
Yeah.
Your dark suits will never fade as a result. I am not. I'm in the sun. I am a sun baby. I was born in August. I'm half Indian. I'm meant to be brown. Like, you know, yeah. I just love being in the sun. So if you really want to prevent the fading in the dark suits, a very good thing to do is to air dry and not subject your dark colored suits to the heat of a dryer, which will cause fading. So that's the end of my spiel. I have nothing more to say.
I
got more tequila to drink, but I got nothing more to say.
But this was very helpful.
Good
to me personally. Yes.
When we were setting up, you said that you had a question for me. Did I answer the question?
You did, in a sense. I think this kind of like piggybacks off of Sophia's, you know, question about the stripes with the white. But no, you already answered it. Never mind. Okay. I think you actually already answered it.
Like, Alex is on her second tequila. Like, it's okay.
It's actually my third.
What?
So, yeah.
Oh, my God. Look at how much you guys have drank of this.
I know. I
think we killed the bottle the last time.
Should I delivery.com another bottle, guys?
No.
Mm-mm.
No.
We're okay. We're going to wrap this up and we're going to go record Chip Chat.
No, but I think with that. Okay. No. I got it now.
Okay.
But I think you did answer it. I think the bluing is my big sort of solution to specifically actually white, like, bikini bottoms and things like that. I do a lot of, if I do a bikini, I do, like, mix and match.
Okay,
I never do, like, white tops or whatever. So it's, like, my white bottoms are so disgusting and dingy. And nothing I've done has, like, been able to, like,
I think the bluing will help.
The bluing?
Yeah. Okay. I think the bluing is probably the way to go.
Yeah. So you.
I would actually, the first thing I would do the long soak with the Tide Ultra Stain Release. Mm-hmm. To try to get out as much of there may be product buildup in there, like sunscreen, all the things. And then I would run it through the wash with bluing.
With bluing,
yeah. Okay. We'll talk more specifically about the techniques. I think that's going to do it. All right. Speaking of doing it, that'll do it for this episode.
Doing
of
it.
Yeah, I was like, what?
Doing it.
We're gonna go record some chit chat and talk about doing it.
Yes, we are.
If you like what you heard today, please consider becoming a patron by going to patreon.com/askacleanperson and selecting one of the amazing rewards I'm offering to my listeners. I would also love it if you would subscribe on Acast or iTunes and leave a rating and tell your pals about this weird little cleaning show that you love so much. And tell Mindy Kaling. And of course, thanks to you, my listeners, for joining me for another episode of Ask a Clean Person, the podcast.
even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.